Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back to the third episode of Life's a Draft, the podcast where we draft anything and everything. For any new listeners, each episode, we will each be drafting a team consisting of five picks for a previously determined category. You can vote on our Life's a Draft Facebook page, where I will list each team, and you can vote on our website, which I will spell out at the end of the episode. The voting ranks each week will determine the drafting order for the next episode. After the draft, we'll play a game called the Eliminator and have some trivia questions as well. Before we get to this week's draft, let me introduce the fellas here with me tonight. Just getting done pre-ordering tickets for Space Jam Legacy coming out this week, Friday, is Jason, a.k.a. Shine. Shine's here with us tonight.
Yeah, hi.
High energy.
LeBron couldn't said it any better himself. Next, we have the man who recently stepped off the plane, back from Michigan, taking care of some family business, but still found time to join us on the podcast. J-Cat is back.
Gentlemen, how are we this evening?
Back with hopefully stable internet and probably just coming off the beach. Hat free tonight is Dilt. Oh, the hat is back. Never mind. Spoke too soon.
What's up, listeners and fellas?
Glad you're here with us. Just for the listeners out there, the hat count is five hats versus two non-hats. So five of the people recording at 9 p.m. on a Tuesday night are wearing hats indoors, just so everybody's clear. Next
some
up.
Some sort of non-hat memo that was sent out?
No, I just don't know who wears hats inside. All right, while he may not be coming in as hot as last week, due to unsatisfactory voting results, and he might be rethinking his strategy altogether, Birdo is here.
I stand by my votes. I stand by my team. And anyone who voted for me is an all-star. It has good taste.
Is an all-star?
Yeah. One of which was my mother. Mother!
That is true.
Dancing. You want something to eat?
Step into our haunted kitchen. Oh, wait, that's a high sign for kids.
Next, coming in at us fresh off a Bucks win in the NBA Finals and possibly a Coast Guard cutter in the waters of Nia Bay, Washington, is the Catman. Catman, welcome back.
What's up?
Got a great start today.
Yeah, guys.
This is why we get five-star ratings.
Yes.
And two listeners in Germany.
Yes. Brussels.
Is that an accurate statistic?
Yes. Brussels and Belgium and France.
Is one of them Anastasia?
Possibly.
Did somebody just start playing Qbert? What the hell's going on?
What is that noise? Is it Bobby?
Mm-hmm. It's Robert.
Oh, man.
What you hydrating there with, J-Cat, on this family-friendly?
Oh, just a little bit from Trogues Independent Brewing Company, Field Study IPA.
Shines like right to the Corona up there, too.
Cheers, man. I've had two every episode.
So far. Oh.
All right, next, we have our first guest with us on the pod. You've seen his artwork on the first two episodes and probably going forward. You heard his internet handle last week, Dorico13. He's the proud owner of the largest action figure and DVD Blu-ray collection that I know. Welcome back, Derek, a.k.a. Dorico13, on all social media platforms.
Welcome back.
Did I say back?
Certainly did.
Welcome back to your first time.
Hey, that's why we
I've also here. Had two Coronas. That was my Eric. Yeah.
Full
bear with me here, people. I don't normally do this internet stuff, so this is all new to me. So thanks for having me.
What's the internet?
They have that on computers now?
Yeah. A series of tubes.
It's something that Dilts doesn't have.
And last but not least, I'm your host with the Roast Beast. But this week, I don't have the least amount of votes coming back strong from a poor cereal draft. I'm ready to continue that trend on this week's episode, and we're ready to get started. Anyone want to have any comments before I reveal the result of last week's draft?
I'll just say that at the end of the recording last week, I made a lot of statements about what I would do if Dilts beat me. So I'm ready to eat crow if necessary, but we'll see. I'm nervous.
I told you, Bobby, you need to stop talking.
Bad luck to be superstitious, Blanchard.
I'm just glad it was current. Yeah, bad luck. You're going to be last.
All right. Well, we will get started. Number coming in last place with a whopping 3 votes. One of them was last minute this afternoon, so it would only have been 2, but it was the Bumpus Hound and Birdo, 6th place. So you'll be having that last pick, 2 picks back to back.
You want that crow with butter?
You want to trade up?
I'll take my crow.
I'll take my lumps. I'll take my lumps. I thought exactly what I want to say to Dilts, so just be ready, Dilts.
Next up, 5th place with 4 votes. Team of Kanye, Hear Me, Dilts for 5th place, please, in the Summer Jam.
Dilts, podcast. That means it's Blanchine 2 and you 0.
That's not how it works.
Oh, it's kind of like a Yankees Red Sox thing. Come on.
I understand that completely.
So that was a great analogy.
Thank you.
Next up, in 4th place, with 13 votes, none other than They Be Hating On Me, Shine's team, 4th place.
Barely beat me.
Barely. Only 9 votes.
Well, I'm talking about the placing.
And in 3rd place, this person started off with a commanding lead, but just could not hold on with 14 votes, was Don't Go Jason Waterfalls and J-Cat in 3rd place.
All right. Strong, too.
I guess he ran out of family members voting for him. I'm not really sure what happened there, but.
You went to Michigan, couldn't get a hold of anybody else.
I was with all my family in Michigan.
So. Sharing that link. So that means we had a tie in 1st place for 16 votes each was No Country for 40-Year-Old Men and the Sizzling Jams, Catman and I. So I could not get anyone to break the tie without saying which 2 teams it was. So we're going to have to do with the spinny wheel of names. So we're going to do best 2 out of 3. All right, Catman. Shine's going to put the names in, spin it, the computer generated one, and then we'll see who goes first.
First spin. Oh, it's got noise. First is Eric.
Rob just subtly shaking his head.
Second spin. It's Rob.
Oh, Rob's thinking, man, the Bucks are in a hole. Now I am. Oh, come on, guys.
All right, Shine. Spin it.
Here it is for 1st place. Drum roll, please. Catman is the winner. Rob.
Dang. 2 out of 3 falls killed me. Should have went with that first fall.
How do you feel losing to an OAR song?
How do I feel? How does Derek feel?
That's not even a song. It's an 8-year-long story with music behind it. That's the it's the flipping worst thing I have heard in forever. It's so bad. It's so bad.
I know someone that voted for that team just because of that song. So
I'm sure multiple people did, which shows a problem with society. Summertime Jam? No, it's a cabin full of people, just middle-aged white guys telling a story while drinking beers.
Haters gonna hate.
So every summer night, in Dewey Beach.
I guess. It reminds me of being like, I wish these guys would stop playing this song. You guys, half the people in this Zoom.
All right, not everybody wrote Everlong. All right, we can't be that good.
There it is.
Solid song. Should pick that. All right, before we round out, before we start the draft, anybody have any parting thoughts? Kevin, how's it feel to win the Summer Jams draft?
Pretty good. I think my team was pretty strong. A lot of different genres.
You predicted top three, and you've been top two twice in a row.
About to be top three again.
Just like Return, just like Return of the Mac. He came busting that number one spot. But I will have to get my crow, eat my crow here, and I made a lot of bold statements. So I will now say that Christopher Diltz is an amazing human being. He is better than me in every way. He's smarter than me.
Stop. This is madness.
He's better looking than me. He's a better athlete than me. And he's just, he's incredible. And I hope that the Detroit teams win. I can't even say this right. Every championship from here on out. Go Tigers. Go Red Wings. Go Pistons. Go Lions. Diltz, you are the man. And I will be naming my team after you this week.
Even listing all
the high praise teams,
even when listing all the Detroit teams, the Lions were still left.
Well, I'll tell you what, out of everything I just said, saying that he's a better athlete than me really hurt.
He can surf.
Yeah.
So this week's draft is top summer movies. This can be a big summer blockbuster movie, or a movie that takes place in the summer, or a movie about summer, however you interpret that topic. So since we have seven drafters this time, we're going to choose only four movies each. So choose wisely. I think it's going to be a tough vote for the listeners because there's going to be a lot of mammoths on our list. So we're going to start off with none other than the Catman. Catman, first pick in the summer blockbuster draft.
Catman, dude.
All right. So when I was tallying up my list here, trying to figure out what movies I wanted to pick for best summer blockbuster, I was thinking pop culture impact, how much money it made, that whole want, that like grandma factor, right? Like what gets your grandmother to the movie theater to see a movie? Gets your aunts, uncles,
grandma factor.
Everybody wants to go see this movie. Hype is real. You're waiting for it. Summertime. My first pick was hard. I had two that were lined up for number one, but it's the ultimate summer movie, Independence Day.
Wow.
Right out.
Wow. Wow. That's an Anthony Bennett pick right there.
Wow. First pick.
So it made $800 million.
Some change.
I want to say it's like the birth of like the modern day blockbuster. We can get into more about that later on.
I feel like that's a heavy discussion.
Yep. Possibly. I mean, the birth of Will Smith becoming Mr. 4th of July.
So this isn't resurgence. This is the first one.
No, this is the first original Independence Day.
Definitely not resurgent.
Hey, the man's first and picking for a reason, so I guess we can't really say anything.
So, JK, you're getting one of two beast picks. I can't. I thought I was just going to get the leftovers of the two that I thought would be clear number one. I'm going to take the movie that I saw, that I grew up loving and still love to this day. I'm going to take Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do it. Jurassic Park.
I'm dinosaur DNA.
Hold on to your butts.
Welcome to the title of the movie.
You didn't say the magic word. Nedry, Dilophosaurus, Barbasol cans. I mean, there's so much going on.
Who else remembers the summer of 93 when Jurassic Park came out and Funland was just exploding with Jurassic Park memorabilia, stuffed animals, raptors, Dilophosaurus, T-Rexes everywhere. It was Jurassic Park, like threw up in Funland, and it was amazing.
I'm sure Derek didn't.
Yeah, they were like
anything.
Every one of those booths had Dilophosaurus because he was the one everyone wanted the least, and they were in the claw machines and everything. Your boy Chris Keller had two Dilophosaurus. Like left over from that. So I remember going to his house to like work on something, and I was like, "What's with the Dilophosaurus?" And he was like, "Oh, funly, in Jurassic Park." And he was like, "Oh yeah,
Was it in the bottle, like the little soda bottle tossed at the rings? Because I can picture them there, like above the thing.
Yeah, those were the big ones, were like there, because that was like okay. All the harder games. Games loosely being used as a term.
Skill boy.
All right. So we got Independence Day 1, Jurassic Park 2. J-Cat, third pick. Derek, you're coming up fourth. You're going to be smack dab in the middle of the draft.
All right, I'm going to go with what a lot of people consider the first summer blockbuster. It's as summer as you can get, considering the face it, considering the fact it takes place on a beach and in the water. So with no more avail than that, I'm going to go with Jaws.
All right. I was torn. I didn't know what to do. I went with familiarity.
I've watched Jaws more than I've watched Jurassic Park, and that's true.
I got a fun fact for you, J-Cat. I've never seen Jaws. I'm too afraid to watch it.
What?
And I turned it on the other night, and I watched it for about 3 minutes and went, I don't want to watch this.
Could that
Hopefully
be?
You don't get that trivia question.
Wait, what? I've never seen Jaws.
Like everyone's seen the movie, right? Like,
Bobby. It's only like considered one of the best films of all time. I can see why you wouldn't want to. It's no Avatar.
I'm sure, which is I'm that sure Avatar's heard.
So. Segway into.
All right, Derek, you're up.
Your pick, which is Avatar.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've got a whole list here, obviously, and the name of the game is to get the Facebook crowd to pick for what you got there. I'm still going to go with my top personal choice of leftovers already, because the three top choices already were pretty solid. Like, you guys hit the ground running here. I'm going to go with Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I know.
So it's always a classic. That franchise never went anywhere. It was the first mash of like horror comedy being mainstream. Like, it was a big moment. It set a lot of definition for the rest of the 80s when it came to setting tonality for paving the way for like Tim Burton and all too.
Solid. I knew it wasn't going to come back around, so especially past you. I didn't know if you'd pick it first or hope it would last coming to your second.
I thought about pick. Not doing it, but then also I was like, I think I'm obligated to do it. So,
yeah, I agree. Next up, Shine. First round, fifth pick.
Good Lord. So we all know movies aren't my thing, but they're all about 45 minutes too long, in my opinion.
You can still call them talkies.
God.
I rate movies one and a half coronas.
Obviously a me thing and not because everyone loves movies, but I feel like I have to go with Transformers.
What?
The first one?
First pick.
First live action Transformers?
Yeah, I need some clarification on that.
Yeah, because I'm thinking
Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf Transformers.
It's Michael Bay Transformers is what you're saying, right?
Correct.
Explosions and robots.
He's a big Megan Fox fan. Shine is.
Like, is I just dodged a bullet.
Matrix style, because I can't believe.
Whoo!
Still, you're up, man. Yeah, some of my picks might come back to me with some of the picks.
I already got my team name. I'm the Head Scratchers.
Let's see here. I guess I'm not going to go with the obvious choice everybody thinks I'm probably going to take. But, you know, one movie I think everybody always enjoyed when it came out and still do to this day, I'm going to go with The Sandlot.
I cannot believe this.
First off,
say what you got to say, Dils.
I'm a better athlete than you. And it hurts when you say it hurts to say that.
How could you not pick your favorite movie of all time, Dils?
I want votes.
You just ruined my entire night. I have been nervous for a week hoping I'd get that pick. And the fact that I lost to you in the draft, which made me not get it, which I still don't understand. All right, you know what? Okay. We're playing for keeps now, boys.
Yeah.
He was talking last week. I knew that's what he wanted. And I was like, there's no way someone's going to take that first round before it gets to you. And that's just, all right.
And to be honest, that was the other movie that I was choosing between.
So. I thought you, wow. That's when you said Transformers. I feel like I dodged the bullet thinking Diltz would definitely go with Star Wars, but clearly he did not. Nope. Wow.
What's a Star Wars?
I think Diltz did that all.
Wow. All right, Birdo.
I'm a New Hope.
Gonna trade it up, Bobby.
Well, now I would have. Now I'm going to tank, and I'm going to pick how Stella got her groove back. No, I can't believe this. I guess I'm going to have to go with I'm so upset right now. I'm going to go with the Goonies. Came out in the June of 1985. We could talk for hours about the Truffle Shuffle, One-Eyed Willy, and Sloth. Hey, you guys, I'm going with the Goonies.
Come on.
Diltz threw a wrench in everything tonight. All right, great. Good, good, cool, 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 cool.
Not on my list.
Hey, Bobby.
Not on my list.
Never say die.
Goonies never say die. Even though this is not a franchise that I have fell in love with at an early age and just are obsessed with, but I know a lot of voters are, and I'm going to go with Star Wars. And I'm going to pick, I'm not going to go New Hope. I'm going to go Empire.
Angrily scribble stuff off draft.
Yeah.
Have you seen it is the question.
I've seen Star Wars. Stop it.
Empire?
Yeah, I've seen it. I mean, Watto's not in it, but
a lot of people love Empire. Not my personal favorite, but a lot of people love it.
I'll go with a childhood favorite. Bueller to this day, you know, iconic scenes. And I have to take Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Mm. How old are you again, Diltz? 45.
Shine. Transformers 2 is still available if you want it. It's called Revenge of the Fallen.
If Shine just picks every Transformers movie, that'll be unbelievable.
That would be great.
Shineformers.
I'm just looking it up right now after I made my pick. And I want to say it's got 7.0 out of 10 on the IMDb rating scale, which that's passing, right? The last time I checked.
That's what we're going passing. For, passing. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, a lot of people enjoy those movies.
A lot of people in quotation marks.
A lot of people.
Keeping it PG.
My next pick for Team Head Scratchers is going to be Top Gun.
Chew.
Playing with the boys.
Oh, man. Nice. Speaking of, we lost a golden opportunity last week for some great Kenny Loggins songs.
Yeah.
Danger Zone?
Danger Zone. Mm-hmm. But playing with the boys, I mean, I always do the summer when I'm in my blue jeans, shirtless, playing volleyball.
Well, Johnny, let's not forget that Diltz did pick a Sean Paul song, which was much needed on that list, and he still beat me, so I'm not bitter.
Wasn't even giving him the life passing the draw.
I hope you're bitter forever.
Nice, Diltz. I have to give you credit for that one.
All right. Derek, you're up.
I'm going to say Back to the Future.
What's wrong, Calvin?
Going to really dive into that nostalgia factor again.
Listen to this.
You ever watch Mulaney stand up on that movie?
No.
Oh,
like
God.
It's all on that or just like a
just a bit. Just a bit from his stand. It's gold, man. It's so funny.
Arnie wants to take one of the sequels just to have one of the movies in my draft. But J-Cat.
Roger, Roger.
Did you say you're taking Phantom Menace?
Lisa said no.
All right. I'm going to go with Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Oh. Nice. Nice.
That was on my list.
Yeah, that movie.
That's
like,
a big,
that's highly anticipated. You know, like it was huge. I remember seeing it in the theater, and my mind was freaking blown. Like I was just like, "It's the greatest thing ever."
It was on last night, and it was the chase scene in the beginning with the semi. Oh, yeah. And it was. I watched the whole thing. I was just like, oh, I was like, I gotta get this. And
who's the actor that plays the kid?
Teddy Furlong, what's he look like now? You mean? All right, I'm gonna go with the movie that ended them all for now, I guess. I'm gonna say Avengers Endgame, huge movie.
That feels like that's 20, the best Marvel on the pick.
23 films, yeah, culmination.
I disagree.
Well, I guess Homecoming came out, or No Way Home came out after that, but I got to take Avengers Endgame. It's great. As much as I like Infinity War and the first one, it's solid. I got to take Endgame.
Hey, bro.
Yo.
I love you 3000.
Catman, back to you with two picks.
Summer of 1989, the country was swept with Batmania. So I'm going Batman 1989. I mean, the Bat logo was everywhere.
Oh, man. They had a
whole... They took over the nation.
Leading up to the movie with all the different, like, you know, stuff through the years of Batman. Like, I took that thing with me everywhere that summer.
That became, like, the definitive version of the logo was the 89 one. Like, that's... Everyone's brain goes to what that 89 logo is. It's wild.
Just, it's classic. It's crisp. The colors, like, I mean, it really just pops out there. You know what I mean?
The merchandising rights alone.
I mean, the cereal was drafted in episode one, so...
When you guys do fast food promos, it'll be drafted for McDonald's and Coca-Cola and everything. It'll be great.
I mean, people were like just paying to go see the trailer in the theater.
It was insane.
I can't remember what movie the trailer was attached to, but I mean, people were getting like the Bat logo, you know, cut into their hair.
Oh, yes, they were.
It was massive.
People or you?
No, I never did that.
You had a rat tail.
You just got tattooed.
I did not have a rat tail. Jake had a rat tail.
I had a rat tail, and I'm not doing anything to deface that bad boy. But also, let's face it, Michael Keaton is the best Batman. I don't – that's common knowledge. And if you don't know it or share my belief, go kick rocks.
A Clooney boy.
Go kick rocks.
Really, bat nipples?
Clooney boy. All right, Catman.
A lot of great picks have already been taken. My list is kind of decimated here. Gonna have to go deep. Deep cuts. This is gonna be Eric. You're gonna kill me. I'm going Twister.
Wow. You just blew up your own draft.
Yeah.
I did not. Twister is
1996. Yeah.
Also, it was the second highest grossing movie of 1996 behind Independence Day.
Rob is stuck in a good year for you, Rob.
Rob is stuck in freshman year of high school right now.
$495 million.
Never seen it.
Also,
Rob, I'm literally looking at Twister right now on my phone on my list.
You didn't miss much, bro. Flying cow, tornadoes, that's about it.
Also, fun fact. It was the first movie ever to be released on DVD.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. All right, I'm up. Part of me just wants to take A New Hope just to have it on my list. I'm going to go with E.T., the extraterrestrial.
When I saw that movie when I was 8, I wasn't crying. There was just dirt in my eye.
I was terrified of E.T. when I was a kid. Like, I was terrified. Like, I could not look at E.T. Like, he creeped me out. Like, I couldn't. Made my skin crawl.
Awful. Wait, there's Reese's Pieces.
You still were upset that he was sick.
Appealing looking.
No, I wasn't. Like, I got a 3-2-1 Contact magazine in the mail with him on the cover, and I threw it in the trash. I can't. 3-2-1. Yeah, look at this.
It's such a good movie, though.
My wife is equally as terrified.
Harry Spielberg again.
All right, J-Cat.
All right, not necessarily a blockbuster, but grossed pretty good at the box office and had a really, really good cast. One of my personal favorite movies of all time. They tried to remake it within the last, 5 to 7 years or something like that. And I never even went to see it because you don't remake this movie. That would be Point Break.
Ooh. Diltz
is
crushed.
Damn it, that was on my list.
Yeah, now you know how it feels, Diltz.
100% pure adrenaline.
Mm-hmm. Still never seen it.
It's not tragic dying doing what you love.
Derek, third
back
pick.
Back to me. I think I need some superhero blood on mine, so I'm going to go with The Dark Knight. That was like a huge, huge watershed moment. Heath Ledger, Joker, all that stuff. Like, that was a pop culture phenomenon. Like, that was massive.
Yeah, I agree. It's on my list.
I can't do Avengers or 89 Batman, so that's a more modern. but not as modern as Endgame. You know, it's in between there. So, because I don't even like The Dark Knight that much. I honestly think it's overrated, but that's not what we're doing here.
You'll forever be linked to this list, whether you say you don't like it or not.
It doesn't have hilarious voice Bane, but it engross as much.
Hey, hello, pick a draft. You got Life Cereal. I was born in it.
So you got Life Cereal.
I just think it's interesting. I think everybody's heard it over and over again about The Dark Knight, about how Heath Ledger threw himself into that character. And ultimately, some believe it may have led to his demise. But in my opinion, his Joker was out friggin' rageous. Just, you know, just how he portrayed him.
I mean, he fit that universe. He was a terrorist. And that movie universe is very military based. I mean, it worked totally for that series of films.
You're so dark. Are you not from the DC universe?
Shine. Third pick. Third round pick.
All right. Third pick for the head scratchers.
Minions is still available. It's all yours.
I think it says something like rule number 576. You got to pick Wedding Crashers with when you're podcasting with your friends in movies or something.
Wow. Is that a summer movie?
Wedding season.
Oh, that's wedding season. Is it wedding season like in the fall?
It debuted in July.
I want to say it came out in June. Right. Oh, July.
It came out July 15th. It definitely counts if we're counting some of the other stuff.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
Good pick, Sean. Vince Vaughn in that movie is a riot.
It can't be a good pick. It needs to be a head scratcher. I need
definitely better than Transformers.
Transformers is my favorite. Bumblebee?
What?
I like how you're just reinforcing what we already assumed.
What's wrong with Bumblebee?
He's everything. Bumblebee.
Moving on.
Guys, I think Michael Bay had a really good vision.
Oh.
All right. Dilt.
All righty. So this one, pretty sure it came out in the summer. Didn't really look into that.
Internet research was on. It.
But it was hilarious. And pretty damn sure I saw it in the summer, but I'm going to go with Tropic Thunder.
Wow.
Let's see if that's really a summer movie. When did that
come out? Came out in August. It definitely did. I was going to say, cause I saw it like end of summer, August 13th.
Wow. I really didn't reject when
solid it's a movie. Like, sometimes we call Shine Simple Jack, but
never go. Never mind.
Transformers makes my eyes rain.
Oh, man,
this is coming back.
So, bro, pick your third one. Pick your third one, and if everybody wants to have a fifth team, we can. I have so many on my list. I'm willing to add an extra, but it's up to you guys.
Well, I get to pick three and four. Yeah, we'll see.
I just heard from our listeners. They said they want five picks.
Shine is on the dial.
Pick your third and four.
So. I gotta just admit, I'm still woozy from round one. I feel like I took an uppercut and a left hook, and I'm still stumbling, just trying to recover after getting snake bit in my Sandlot being picked out right before me. So I'm at this point, I'm kind of throwing my hands up and just saying, you know, I'm just going with me now. And this is going to be questionable, and a lot of people are going to hate on this, but this movie came out on June 15th, 1994. One of the greatest Disney movies ever.
That's on my list.
I'm going.
Lion King.
Boy. Hakuna Matata.
It was huge.
I'm going Lion King. Great movie. It still hits you right in the feels every time when Mufasa dies. And then when
my bad. I mean, Mufasa lives that part.
Yeah, so I'm going with Lion King. I thought I was going to get a lot of hate on that. Now I'm really torn. If we're doing five picks, I'm kind of struggling here. So give me a second I'm still on the clock to kind of gather my thoughts because.
Are you retracting your pick?
No. Lion King is in. That's in. But
put that on the board.
I feel like I'm going to do something similar that I did into our music draft, where I picked a song based on that time of year when school's out for the summer. And I have two movies that are about the last day of school that are just incredible. And that feeling. And I want to go with the older movie just because there's so many stars in it. I'm going to totally throw a curveball right here and go with McLovin and Superbad. We have Jonah Hill, Michael Cera, trying to get that alcohol for that high school party with just, what, Emma Stone?
That was Emma Stone's first movie.
And, you know, it just really is a movie that kind of, you can see yourself being somewhere in the background of that movie. So, yeah,
gotta get a look at those warlocks.
Yeah, and go with Seth Rogen and Bill Hader's role in Superbad.
Derek, did you do artwork for that movie? The kid in the lunchboxes and all that stuff? Were you?
Wow, I had that lunchbox, and yes, I did all that artwork. And by had that lunchbox, I mean still have that lunchbox. Remember what was on the lunchbox, right? I mean, that really solidifies the joke.
Yeah.
Was it Wieners?
No, on the lunchbox itself.
No, oh. I don't, Ben.
It was a real Ghostbusters lunchbox.
Oh, okay.
Was it really?
Yes.
All right, Dilt, back to you.
I can't remember what, 98, I think it came out. I'm not real sure, but it was like, oh my God, the first scene. It's like, boom. And really kind of gave you a real perspective of how the war went down, but I'll take Saving Private Ryan.
Solid. Solid.
I know that was a good one.
That was 98 was a tough year for blockbusters and movies in general. Like there's a bunch of big ones that never
no 96.
Oh. He was ready to jumble now. All right, solid. Shine, head scratcher.
Saving Ryan's Private.
Can't decide in my head if I go with the first or the second one. So if we do go with five picks, you might already know my next pick. But I'm going with fourth pick, Head Scratchers, American Pie.
American Pie 2 takes place over summer break because they're done college.
American Pie came out in the fall.
Came out in July, like his. Plus,
his yeah, it was all about prom too. So that's more like May Shine, but well,
it came out in July, and it did really well.
It came out in the summer, and it did really well. Summer blockbuster. Well, yeah.
And you only met the criteria, Shine. How dare you? Outrageous.
Well, it's not a head scratcher, so I got thrown off.
I'm gonna go with Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl.
Yeah.
I had it on my list.
Good movie.
Is it? It's on one of my lists.
What list is gone, though?
Face said it. His face is like, eh?
Elizabeth Swann.
Rob, you love Orlando Bloom. So don't even try. You put it on that list.
Better as an elf.
J-Cat. Pick four.
So for my pick, this movie grossed like internationally, the worldwide box office, $672 million. Summer of 1999, The Sixth Sense.
I cannot believe some of these picks.
Summer movie.
It's a twist.
that was a whole genre defining moment there.
Yes, it was. Like, that was the first, like, oh, wow, this can be, you know, big budget type stuff here.
And subvert your expectations with a low budget getting big budget, which is, like, wild. And also it was, like, set the bar way too high for Shyamalan's career.
Yes, it did.
That was the real twist. He sucked the whole time.
No, I kind of like The Village, though, in all honesty. Like, you know, if I'm being honest about it. Like, the premise is really cool.
But you feel like you're apologizing for saying that you like it. I mean, you know, I kind of like that one. It wasn't terrible. He's all right.
Belongs in the head.
Oh, no. For the record, though, I really enjoyed Sixth Sense. Like, that is, you know, it's without a doubt. And then, you know, like you said, it kind of went downhill for you know, M. Night, funny name after there.
I want to lighten the mood. I want to do, I have a couple comedies I want to pick. So I'm going to go with what I thought Bobby was going to pick, but I'm going to pick Caddyshack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Incredible movie.
The stars,
the cast is just hands down. It might be the best one here. I can't believe I didn't, still no one's picked A New Hope. We're 20, over 25 picks deep. And I just, it's just like tearing me up that I, no one's taking it yet, but I know it's going to get picked, but just.
Thanks very much.
Caddyshack. I mean, you have Twister on your list. I got nothing to worry about.
That was the twist, Twister. You just dropped your own
draft. Yeah. Wait, are you talking about the one about tornadoes or about the board game?
Tornadoes was the knockoff of Twister. Remember how there were always like direct-to-video knockoffs of like Armageddon and Deep Impact came out at the same time? That would happen for other action movies, but not as big. Do you know who's in Tornado? Bruce Campbell.
thanks for letting us. Thanks for giving us a chance to answer that. Sorry.
Oh, we're talking about Sharknado.
Well, were you guys going to take your time and say, I don't know, a different cow? The wind?
All right, Catman. Yeah, we'll do our fifth pick. Final two picks. We're coming back around one more time.
Yeah, I can't believe it hasn't been picked. I don't know if we're overthinking it or no one wants to pick it because you feel like it's the obvious pick. But Star Wars A New Hope. I've been sitting here waiting. And sitting here waiting for it to go, and I'm just like, has everyone completely overthought this?
No,
is this the sixth round? Is that the Tom Brady pick?
How am I getting this in round four? Like,
I like my Luke's a little more dark.
No, but if we're talking summer blockbuster,
is that a racial comment?
No.
A lot of people say Jaws is the first like true summer blockbuster. And then that was 75, 77 in Star Wars. The greatest B movie ever made that birthed that entire franchise. Man, there's so many. This list that we got is like insane. I'm going Avengers 1, 2012.
Yeah, it was so good.
So good. Seeing all those characters together in the same.
Oh, when they rotate the camera.
12 people. Oh, the money shot. Yeah. Bringing the party to you.
Hulk, smash.
Solid. Just because I didn't get Goonies, didn't get Ghostbusters, I'm going Gremlins. Came out in June. I don't care if it's considered a Christmas movie. Came out in the summer. Gremlins, I just typed.
Gremlins.
It came out the same weekend as some other movie, too.
Yeah. Your first round pick.
All the G movies.
Awesome. Yeah, they're great. So I don't know if anyone's trying to. Hopefully they were getting that in the fifth round, but I love it. J-Cat, last pick.
I am going to go with Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Nice.
I think Derek might have been leaning towards that in his next pick. You know, now he knows it feels like to be a part of the draft.
It was on my list, but
was only released. Was it summer? Was it released in summer? I don't know. I'm assuming it was.
Yeah, I think it was a May release.
Yeah, and it did well, and it was a whole big deal. Like Lucasfilm stuff helping out, like Industrial Light and Magic. Like it was a huge, 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 huge deal. The fact that it was, giant crossover, like Warner Brothers and Disney played nice with each other for that.
I would just like to throw this out there that Transformers is on the block if anyone wants to trade for them.
Yeah, I'll trade your
for them. Wins,
God bless them, USA.
I'd take my Transformers animated.
Yeah, definitely.
You got the touch, JK. You got the text.
Derek, your last pick.
I think I need an animated film that also was like a watershed moment. I'm going to go with Shrek. So get annoyed at that pick.
I would have not predicted that in any sort of.
It was like a big FU to Disney. It grossed like $850 million on like a budget that was a fraction of that. Mm-hmm. Like globally crushed stuff and started a whole franchise. Like that made DreamWorks a household name. Yep. With Shrek.
Like, people love Transformers in box office money.
Who was originally supposed to voice Shrek?
Chris Farley.
Farley. Yes.
Oh.
I thought he was supposed to be Donkey.
No, he was supposed to be Shrek, big goofy guy. Shrek, yeah.
Great cool comedy. Oh, man. Chris Farley.
Been wild, yeah. And then Michael Myers was like, I'll do it, but also, can I do a Scottish accent again for no reason? Sure.
Yeah. Michael Myers, the killer from Halloween. He was like, yeah, let me
it was
do
his
it.
First speaking role.
All right, last three picks. Shine.
My last head scratcher. Going with Grease.
I knew it. Oh, I wanted to.
I knew it, Rob.
This guy kissing babies, shaking hands. Oh, look at me. Transformers and grease. Get out of here, Sean.
You need the grease to grease the Transformers wheels. Yes. It's all coming together.
See, now the grease has the Transformers rolling.
Exactly. Wow.
He knows
what he was doing.
Been planning it for years.
Look, if you like comedy,
the perfect crime.
Still.
I think I need to change the name.
I just looked this up, and it was released July 28th, 78. So if you don't like this pick, my advice to you is to start drinking heavily.
I'm already.
Go ahead. Give me Animal House.
Yeah.
Bill watched that movie on his 21st birthday.
And Bill is Flounder.
Otter?
Otter.
Ellis?
Birdo.
This is so. Last week, Eric was the last pick, so he got to like explain himself because I so desperately want to pick Captain America: Civil War, which I think is the best Avenger. I mean, best Marvel movie, possibly. But I feel like that's not going to get me any votes. But my remaining choices are really not vote worthy, and I'm just going to throw this out there as an honorable mention. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. But I can't pick that. Christina Applegate. Yowza.
We saw that movie 50 times, like when we were younger. Like, was it on TV? How did we see it so much?
I don't know. It was always on. I don't know, but we did.
That ginger kid with the weird haircut.
Oh, man. This is so brutal for me because this is not going to get me any votes unless I get the female audience. But I love this movie. And I dare you to watch this movie and not cry. This movie will make me cry every single time when Ryan Gosling has to say goodbye to the love of his life. I'm going with The Notebook, which was released on June 25th, 2004. I love that movie. It is the best love movie ever. Summer love that is just torn apart and reconnected years later to make just the magical life of
sounds like Greece with beautiful extra steps people.
Rob, I can see your Rob, I can see you the geese. Rob, you're just like his hands are on his head and he's down. Like, I don't know if he's just like in shock or what, but
well, I was gonna it was in between that and Dirty Dancing, which I got me no votes last week, but
true or false, Rob. True or false, you own The Notebook, Rob.
False.
You tell me you own The Notebook.
I saw one.
I think so.
Are you telling me you don't like The Notebook?
I only saw it once.
Well, watch it again. And if you tell me you don't cry at the end, then I will just say you have no heart and so possibly no soul.
You say no, Rob? He said, watch it again. You're like, no.
The Notebook is sad.
Bobby loves The Notebook, but hasn't watched Jaws.
I love Love, Blanchard.
That's what's been running through my head this entire time, Blanchard.
I love
it. A lot of pro Notebook, anti Jaws propaganda tonight.
Hey.
The only thing that would make this pick more perfect is if Lee Greenwood did the soundtrack of the movie.
Yeah.
Man. So that bad. I don't care. I stand by it.
So before we close this down, did anyone else have something about Mary on their list? Because I so wanted to pick that for my last pick. It was
a huge hit
and it was great. Roller Pig. Sorry.
Everyone had to have a lot of good picks still that like
right
weren't snapped. I had Forrest Gump on my list.
Anyone have Dazed and Confused?
Yeah, none of the Spider-Man movies were picked somehow.
And Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, mm-hmm. Part 2 was some blockbuster.
Spider-Man,
Tobey Maguire,
and Predator.
I'm surprised no one said Alien.
I had Mad Max and Men in Black on the list too.
I had Men in Black on there too.
What about Cruel Intention?
Yeah.
I don't know
about it.
You trying to
have been a head scratcher?
They have a different website for stuff like that now.
Yeah. What about really Revenge of the Fallen, guys?
I really wanted to pick This Is the End because it's one of my favorite movies, and I was so close to picking that, but it would definitely wouldn't have got me any votes.
Yeah, I was thinking about Camp Nowhere.
Derek, who stars in that?
That dude from Roger Rabbit and Suburban Commando.
Yeah. What's he doing on the cover?
Albert Fishladder.
I was frozen today.
Wow. I need to make a Suburban Commando pop.
He's in Piranha too, isn't he?
His name is Albert Fishladder in Piranha. That was the fish ladder joke.
I didn't get it.
Well, no one also mentioned National Lampoon's Vacation.
Mm. I like if you're going with the National Lampoon, Dilts did the right choice with Animal House.
Yeah,
like for sure. Especially
a League of Their Own was where was I wanted to pick that too. But
yeah, me too.
Hangover and Bridesmaids count too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wedding Crashers, I feel like, is superior to those.
I do too. Yeah, I agree.
What about Grandma's Boy?
Eric loves that movie.
People
love that movie.
I think it's great.
It's funny.
Or Con Air. Anybody have Con Air on their list?
Con Air Crunch.
The name of my team was going to be Nicolas Cage's hair in Con Air, but now I can't do that.
What was his name?
Did they know Cage's name?
Cameron Poe.
Cameron Poe.
That sounds about right.
It's like you didn't watch it last night.
He's watching it right now with the captions
on. After Troy.
Diamond Dog.
Dave Chappelle getting thrown out of a plane.
Yeah.
Weekend at Bernie's could be on a different list. Right, Rob?
Weekend at Bernie's masterclass in film education.
I know Johnny would like that movie. I can't
believe
I'm
True Lies. Anybody have that one?
Anybody think about picking Die Hard because it came out in the summer?
Yeah, it did.
I almost did, but
for spite, yeah.
Rocky 3 came out in May, and you're talking about Clubber Lang.
I wasn't talking about it.
I was going to pick Endless Summer, but I want to try to actually get votes this week.
Yeah.
The first rule about Fight Club or Lang is you don't.
I'm tired of losing.
All right, let's get started. Let's do our worst summer movies. I don't think we have much discussion on this. It was kind of hard. There's bad movies everywhere, and I just didn't see many of them. So let's start, Roberto. Do you have a worst summer movie?
Yes, I have one that I'm not going to pick because I don't want to be tied to this movie ever. But I'm going to say it. Because it is the worst piece of garbage that has ever come out of Hollywood. And it's called The Suicide Squad. I watched that movie. And at the end, when it ended, I actually thought it was a joke. I was like, that wasn't real. My mouth was open just going, no.
They're trying to make the audience commit the title, man. It was all very meta.
I was so angry and so confused by how that actually existed, but I'm not picking it because I don't want my name tied to it. I want to pick a movie that might be controversial, but I don't care because this movie sucks. And I am picking Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And I'll tell you why. Because Matthew Broderick is not Zach Morris and Sloane is not Kelly Kapowski. And no one is going to shut down a town and miss a day of school. No one's as cool as Zach Morris. No one's as hot as Kelly Kapowski. And that turd Cameron, whatever his name was, wearing a Detroit Red Wings jersey, Dilts,
I knew that was
just such a turd.
Gordie Howe. It's a Gordie Howe jersey.
Yeah.
Gordie Howe.
So I'm saying Ferris Bueller's Day Off sucks. And that movie is terrible. And that is my worst pick of a summer movie that people seem to love for reasons beyond me.
All right, Dilts, worst summer movie.
This movie was the first movie I ever saw in the theater that truly disappointed me with, I'd never really experienced a flop, I guess. And I was super pissed and I expected so much more. So I got to go with Masters of the Universe.
Ooh. I thought he was going something else. It's working. It's working.
Wildor.
Wildor. All right, solid. What's up, Jake?
Actually, on Eternia, they don't eat animals because Tila asks, "How do they get the meat on these little sticks?" And then Will knows another. Arms lets know it's bones. Like in Eternia, do they not eat meat? Because I know all the time there's these big giant hunks of meat with bones sticking out of
them. They grow on trees like that, like the lunch pails in Return to Oz.
Okay.
Gwildor makes an impromptu grappling hook to steal chicken from teenagers.
Which was the best part of the chicken, movie.
Probably. I have the poster on my wall somehow.
And then sips barbecue sauce.
Somehow.
Well, the best part
Franklin Jell is awesome as Skeletor, though, so.
And the principal from Back to the Future says, no one takes Pop Shots at Lubick.
Yeah, that's right. Strickland is Lubick. He's always an angry, shotgun-toting authority figure.
Strickland, like Lobot, Lubick.
Sounds like some people in this podcast love He-Man, Masters of the Universe, Dills.
It's no notebook.
No, that's after the fact. Like, as a kid when I saw it, I know what you're saying. Because you're like, this is a He-Man? But that movie's really so bad, it's like, we like it now.
Troll 2?
We. Nope. All right, Shine. Worst movie, worst summer movie.
All right, I'm throwing this to them because it's their week. And that's Sharknado.
Ooh.
All right, made for TV movie, Sharknado. Sharknado 5. Is Chris Jericho in that one? Is he only in like the last four?
The Midway Palace Multi-Theater? I'm just curious.
If you watch Sharknado.
The first three of them, but.
Yeah, just the first three. No biggie.
All right, Derek, worst summer movie?
I didn't know we had to have that prepared, but I got one.
I might pick mine.
This movie came out 2 weeks before Jurassic Park and also featured dinosaurs and was supposed to be a big deal. It had a toy line, already had a pre-established base with video games and cartoons and stuff. And it was like, this is going to be a game changer for this genre of films, video game films. And it's a Super Mario Brothers movie with Bob Hoskins.
Oh, I was going to pick that.
Flipping terrible, man. Dennis Hopper as like Tyrannosaurus Rex, King Koopa, or Bowser, or whatever they wanted to call the bouncer lady, the obese bouncer lady that's all like, oh, sugar, and like taking the necklace and stuff. That's Big Bertha. That's the fish that eats you in Mario Brothers 3. Like, all those characters are people from the games or creatures from the games. It's absurd. So, if you didn't know that, the human bouncer is the fish that eats you in Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah, that was clear as day.
The cabs are the wigglers. The taxi cabs are the caterpillars that get angry when you jump on their heads. Like, wow. It's insanity.
At this point, yeah, before you know logos, should pop across the podcast in people's eyes.
Great pick. I was going to pick that. J-Cat?
I had a couple in mind, but I'm going with this one because I went to see it for some unknown reason, but this was released on July 17th, 1996, featuring a 7'3" behemoth of a man who plays
Anaconda.
No, it's Kazam.
Oh. Wow. That was in theaters.
You paid the theater. Yeah,
we
saw Kazam in the theater.
I'm pretty sure you went with him, Rob.
Did you also wish for a pile of candy?
But from I probably would have.
Did you also own? Did you also own Shaq Fu on Sega Genesis?
I did. We did.
Did you double feature with Steel?
I did have the. Whoa, Steel! I did have
name drop himself.
Fu Schnickens, yeah. Jack.
Fu Schnickens.
That's what I heard.
Fu Schnickens.
Insane.
All right, me and Catman are left. Two of the movies are sequels to movies that we picked in our actual draft. Jaws of Revenge is terrible.
Transformers 2 is
the first
terrible.
Michael Bay Turtles movie is terrible. Well, both of them, but Catwoman. I'm going to go with Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. It's so bad.
You are right. I saw that in the theater and had the same reaction as Suicide Squad. That movie was awful.
Didn't we have to see one of those, though, Rob, when you were down? One summer, you were like, we got to go. Wasn't it the reason we saw
that? That was the fourth one.
Was that Dark Moon?
Yeah, you were with me. You were all about it.
Yeah, no, I remember being like, well, this is what friends have to do, I guess. We go see
the night before Elite, like, moved
away
forever.
I wanted to see the Dinobots.
True.
Look, we can see Transformers, or we can literally do anything else. it's Transformers, guys. It's all the way.
Yeah,
good
man.
Pick.
So I had one here, but then Dilt's kind of – I got two written down.
Yeah, he's good for that.
This is – what?
He's good for that.
This was my criteria here. So Batman and Robin, summer of 97, same thing. I remember leaving the theater, and, like, while I was watching the movie, I was like, this is not good. Like, it's really – it's not a good movie. But I'm like, it's Batman, so it's, like, tricking me. But my other worst movie, it was Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. The Pirates movies are not good. They're overrated.
Wow, that is a slap in the face.
If I have to put two bad movies together, like Pirates is going to be slightly worse because it's not Batman. You know what I'm saying? Like Batman's always going to get a nudge. It's always going to get like a little bit of a heads up there. So,
but you're picking Curse of the Black Pearl when it's the best one.
Yeah. The rest of them are like, meh.
Wow, that is a hot take right there. You would pick a movie that's on someone else's list.
You are dead to her, by the way.
They don't do anything for me.
You are dead to my mother, just so you know.
Well, I'm Johnny Depp, though. Like, do I like Johnny Depp or do I like Pirates of the Caribbean? Because those movies are not good.
But so just because you weren't allowed into Pirate Fest like 10 years ago because of your Coast Guard status, they're like, we don't care if you're disguised as Barbossa, sir. Take your monkey and get out of here.
All right. So you're going with Pirates or Batman and Robin? You said Pirates is Pirates. Slightly worse.
All right.
Hot take, Catman. He had a Fruity Pebbles in the first draft as a worst cereal. He doesn't care what anyone else thinks. All right.
He's on an island.
It's going to wrap up the draft, best and worst. All right. So some trivia here. We'll do the same thing. I'll go backwards. You can pick a number. Pick a 1 through 6. Birdo, it's your last pick. Pick a question.
3.
3.
In the notebook.
Number 3. What is the name of the island in Jurassic Park?
Ooh.
I got multiple choice for all of these. Isla Sorna, Isla Muerta, Isla Nublar, Isla Pena.
I feel like the first one rang a bell as soon as you said it, so I'm going to go with A.
Isla Sorna?
Yeah.
Derek?
It's Isla Nublar is the one from the first one, but Sorna I feel like is mentioned somewhere maybe in the first one. I could be wrong, though. But Sorna is the one from 2. Sorna is the one from 2.
Yeah.
And that's the backup. And then Muerta is 3. And, you know, when they fly over it and they get all chomped up in their paraglider.
Yeah. You tell me there's not the same island?
Isla Nublar is the first one,
Have you seen the Jurassic Park, son?
How did you not throw San Francisco in there as an option?
Dill.
Give me number. You said 1 through 6?
Yeah.
Give me 6.
6. All right. Director of Ghostbusters, Ivan Reitman, did not appear in the film, but which character did he voice when doing the final edit? A, Slimer. B, Stay Puft. C, Gozer. D, the library ghost, Eleanor Twitty.
I got no idea, so I'm just going to guess Slimer.
Derek?
I mean, Stay Puft doesn't talk. Eleanor Twitty says, shh. And Gozer's lady. So yeah, Slimer, I feel like your only option there. But yeah, it's Slimer.
Correct. But Stay Puft, I was thinking he makes noises and stuff. So
who was it's not a human doing that though, it's a sound effect.
Yeah,
who was Slimer based on? Belushi.
I thought it was Dupe.
No, I believe Dupe. True that. All right. Shine. 1, 2, 4, 5.
2, please.
2. What was the name of the shark on the set of Jaws? George, Bruce, Steve, Richard.
I feel like it's Bruce.
Finding Nemo?
Number 2. Bruce.
You going with Bruce?
Yeah.
Derek?
That is correct, although the Nemo thing really helped put it in pop culture. What is he named after, though? Where did the name Bruce come from?
Bruce Campbell?
Ooh, Steven Spielberg's lawyer that was like all upset on the set all the time because the shark kept breaking and stuff and all the like insurance problems and the fact that they were like, summer movies never make money. What are we going to do other than change history? As Bobby's like, I refuse to participate. But yeah, it was
Spielberg's to run.
Didn't know
if there any crazy notebooks in Jaws, then I'm not going to watch it.
I knew if Rob and Jake had got that question, maybe he'd get it, but I wasn't sure about the other ones, so I threw that in there.
Finding Nemo, I think, goes a long way towards people remembering that now.
Yeah. All right, Derek, 1, 4, or 5?
This will be one I don't know, so I'm going to go with, let's go with 4.
4. According to Box Office Mojo, which is the highest grossing Star Wars movie? A, The Last Jedi, B, The Force Awakens, C, The Phantom Menace, or D, A New Hope?
Like overall with inflation and stuff, or
highest grossing? It didn't say with inflation and stuff, it just says highest grossing.
I don't know. Force Awakens.
That is correct. Force Awakens made like 900 million. It was, I think, Last Jedi was like second.
Okay. That yeah. Yeah. Cause I knew it wasn't Last Jedi because it didn't make as much as Force Awakens, and then Phantom Menace and New Hope, if we're not doing, you know, inflation and original box offices. And now.
Yeah. But you at least brought in 200 for Phantom Menace. So I figured, you know,
Jar Jar cosplay had to be screen accurate. There's a lot of viewings.
Now. All right, J-Cat, one or six? I'm sorry, one or five?
Let's go with five.
Johnny Five.
J-Cat, yeah. What movie was the first to pass the billion-dollar mark? For dogs. Billion-dollar mark.
The Shaggy DA. Multiple choice for this. He should notice without
multiple choice. Or do you want
to? You said million or billion?
Billion. Billion.
$1 billion.
Yeah. You want the choices?
Yes, please.
Avengers Endgame, Jurassic World, Star Wars The Force Awakens, or Men in Black?
If you're listening to this podcast as you're participating, you know one answer is incorrect.
Yeah, choices again? Because my brain is swirling.
Yeah. Avengers Endgame, Jurassic World, The Force Awakens, or Men in Black?
Let's go with Endgame.
That is correct. Endgame. Avengers Endgame. And last but not least, Catman, solid question here. It's going to be tough. You might have to write down the numbers just to like look at it, okay?
Numbers, you already got them.
Which... There's no eights, though. Actually, there
no
are
eights,
a lot
please.
Of all right, which was not a time travel date in Back to the Future, all right? Which was not in any of the, sorry, in any of the movies, not just the first one. October 26, 1985. November 5th, 1955. October 21st, 2015. Or November 1st, 1885.
2015.
That is incorrect.
Ooh.
The 1885. It was like later. It like wasn't November 1st or something. It was a tough break. All right, that was trivia. We got Dilt, Shine, Derek, and J-Cat all correct answers. I'll add that to the tally.
That's our best showing yet. Easy.
Ready, tally? Yeah. Last week's were tough. We went 0 for 5. Now, this is where the fun begins. Put those papers away. Flip your lists over because you might have some that are already mentioned. But the eliminator this week, we are going to do none other than Steven Spielberg movies. Oh. I have approximately 40 movies written that he directed.
So okay. It doesn't matter about like anything else, just directed by him is your...
Directed by him. If there's something, if it's on my list, yes. If it's arguable, then we can debate it, but I have them in alphabetical order, a list of about 40 movies. So you think there's some ones you're going to be like, oh, I can't believe you forgot he directed it. So Steven Spielberg movies. We're going reverse order again. We're starting with Birdo.
I'm going with Goonies.
That is incorrect.
Oh, serious?
You didn't direct that?
No. Richard Donner, who just died, did actually.
What did he do? He had something to do with it.
He produced it.
It's
terrible.
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to be terrible at this.
Yes. Yeah,
Let's think. Steven Spielberg. Dilt.
My God, now I don't. Now I'm questioning everything if he just produced it. All of reality is shifting. I guess I'll go with E.T.
E.T. is correct. Coming in shy next.
Yeah, I know none of this.
Come on, dude.
We only talked about it like...
We only talked about seven of the movies so far.
Yeah. E.T. was my one shot.
E.T. was the one.
At making this to the second round. Let's see. The Shining.
I'm sorry, did I hear that correctly?
Is that just because of your name or The Shining? Well, excuse me, what was that? That is incorrect.
Well, at least I didn't guess The Goonies with the first one.
Well, at least he produced that. He's not Stanley Kubrick.
His name is on his name is on the poster. I just knew that.
True.
Head scratchers need to go out with a bang.
Sure did. That was a whimper. Derek.
Stephen King or Steven Spielberg? What do we land on?
Steven Spielberg.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Sitterberg. Park is correct.
Oh, that was right. Wrong Steven.
J-Cat.
Saving Private Ryan.
That is correct. Catman.
AI, artificial intelligence.
That is correct. All right, back around to Dilt. We've named three Steven Spielberg movies.
Schindler's List.
Sorry, four. Schindler's List is correct.
Oh, that's what I meant.
You don't have a Schindler's List in front of you, do you?
I turned my papers over like you asked.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. All right.
I was
Derek.
Should I be keeping track of what's said, or if I say something that's said, you'll let me know?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
All right. Lost World.
Full title, please.
Jurassic Park, The Lost World.
I'll allow it. It's The Lost World, Jurassic Park, colon, Jurassic Park, for some reason they flipped it. J-Cat.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
That is correct.
Kalima!
Shakti do. Catman.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That is correct. Catman, there's one on here I hope you pick, just to quote it. You'll know what I'm talking about if you don't begin to think of it. All right, back to Dill.
Did we say Jaws yet?
No, we did not. Thank God somebody said it.
Jaws.
All right, Jaws. Dill is like Eliminator Master. He just hangs on by a thread.
And that's the one without the notebook, right?
I think there is. There's a notebook in it.
He definitely produced a notebook. He's a cameo in it, too.
All right, Derek.
The amount.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
That is correct. The Last Crusade, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and Temple of Doom have been said. All right, back to J-Cat.
All right, well, let's go with Indiana Jones and Raiders. No, I don't know. Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
That is correct.
Ooh.
Indiana Jones.
BGI Gophers. Buddy.
Next up, we have Catman. Catman, sending it to you telepathically.
Minority Report.
That's not what I sent you, but that is correct. Minority Report. Catman. All right, three each. We go 13th Steven Spielberg movie. Stilt.
Stilt. Oh, got him up again. I don't know why. I don't even know if he did this. For some reason, I think he did. Did he do Polar Express?
No, I do not have that. Not a bad guess, though. I think that was Zemeckis, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. He did it. Never mind.
He's been eliminated. Derek, down to...
I'm kind of at a wall here because I was thinking Super 8 for some reason because that's Spielbergian, but that's J.J. Abrams. So I'm screwed up now. I'm going to say Hook. Was it Hook? Did he do Hook?
Yes, that's the one I was thinking about. I was hoping Rob would say.
Rufio.
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 Thud Butt Cheese.
J-Cat.
Catch Me If You Can.
Solid. J-Cat. Staying Alive. Good pick. Were you going to say that, Rob?
No, I said Barry Allen.
All right, Catman. Can you stay in?
I don't think he directed it, but I know...
Like Goonies?
No.
Transformers.
He did produce the first Transformers. He was a producer on that. Back to the Future.
Oh, that man eliminated.
I know he produced it with Lucas. He was like in there, but I can't remember who like.
It was Zemeckis, right?
Zemeckis, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Bob, maybe we should have done movies that Steven Spielberg produced because we'd be a lot better.
All right. So it's down to J-Cat, Derek, and J-Cat. I will say, because you both like name the same amount, I would say, I know we like to think of like classic Spielberg, but he has done some movies in the last like 10 years that are, if you can think of, it might help you. But
Rob already others. Said AI, right?
Yeah. Well, that was a long time.
When you go from classic to terrible.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm not saying they're all winners, but So Derek, you're up first. I know for a fact you own at least two movies on the list. Probably four or five.
Yeah.
Like four or five.
Kind of at a loss again here because I'm trying to think of like modern day stuff and it's like I don't know. He didn't do I'm going to say Forrest Gump, and I don't think it's him. I think that was somebody else.
That is incorrect. But J-Cat has to name one to be the winner. If not, it's going to come back to you, Derek, and you can have another shot because you both named four. So J-Cat, for the win.
Did he direct Castaway?
No. Incorrect. All right. Derek, another shot. Steven Spielberg.
Something with Tom Hanks. It's not Castaway. He definitely... But did somebody say Catch Me If You Can?
Yes. Mm-hmm. J-Cat did, yeah.
The Terminal?
The Terminal is correct.
That's Tom Hanks and airport stuff too, right?
Yes, yeah. I sit in the airport all the time.
Does he live in the airport?
Yes.
Mm. I don't know. J-Cat, to stay alive or to be eliminated.
Do any animated
stuff?
Animaniacs. Play contract.
The Goonies cartoony.
True.
He cringed.
Nope, but the animated series.
No sharks allowed. That was the first song.
Inception?
Is incorrect. Christopher Nolan.
Nolan, right?
Hey,
J-Cat,
bro.
Eliminate it. What?
I think I got two more. I could be wrong, but didn't he do Ready Player One?
Yes.
And did he do The Golden Compass?
No. So J-Cat is the winner of The Eliminator. Some of the movies, 1941.
I know Ways.
No, Derek won.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, Derek won. My bad. 5-4. Outlasted J-Cat. Amistad, Bridge of Spies, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Ever seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Did he do War of the Worlds?
Yes, War of the Worlds, Munich, Lincoln, the BFG.
Oh, Big Friend.
The Color Purple.
Ooh.
Adventures of Tintin. That was animated. That was like CG.
Yeah, that's.
And then War Horse, The Visionary, Sugarland Express, Firelight, and Empire of the Sun. Those are like the last ones I have listed. But yeah, it's definitely tough when you're in the moment. So I apologize. Derek, you are the winner of the Eliminator. I thought J-Cat and Catman would give you a run for your money. I did choose the topic and had it listed before he was asked to be on it. But
would that have changed the topic?
No. I thought you would do well once I picked it or after I already had it. But
I mean, that's tough though, because yeah, his name is on so many things he produced that we associate with, like the Goonies,
right? So,
and
I was gonna say War Horse next, so
I was hesitant to hear Indiana Jones because George Lucas being the producer and stuff. I was like, I waited for one of those guys to take that bullet first.
What are your predictions, boys, looking at these lists of teams?
I think Bobby's list is solid, especially Lion King, like based on the demographic from The Notebook. For like, I mean, Bobby's got a solid demographic crossover there.
Yeah, The Notebook definitely was a solid fifth rounder. I don't want it on my list, but.
Y'all are mocking me the whole time.
Well, yeah, because you never seen Jaws, but you just spent 3 hours giving us a thesis on how good The Notebook is, but it does count as a good choice for your list. Well,
I'm not going to have nightmares after watching The Notebook. Actually, maybe I wouldn't. To be honest with you, maybe I would nowadays. So.
He's going to go watch it tonight with a bowl of cereal with marshmallows.
Yeah, I don't know really what to think because people are gonna vote based on like one or two movies. Like, oh, my favorite movie is
That's all you got to do. Is Greed. Hit one person's favorite. That's all that's gonna matter.
I talked to someone who has a theory that the first thing listed is like all that matters because they just skim over everything else. I was like, that's a good working theory because Lee Greenwood was clearly proves that point.
Uh oh. I'm in trouble.
All right. As we wrap this up.
You are, Jason. Like, you were in big trouble.
Like, I'm not going for both of my picks. I'm legit picking what I think is the best.
But that's not what we're doing, Bob.
I thought that's what we're doing. We're picking our team.
Has it matter?
Drafting the best team.
He's in first and second place. I don't think you should question his strategies right about now.
I do question Twister. That's a big question mark for me.
Awesome. And Jake, help me.
Rob, what Twister, Twister before college. Star Wars: A New Hope
and Avengers.
And Avengers.
Did anybody have Armageddon on their list?
Yes, I did, but it wasn't a blockbuster. It flopped.
It
made less than his budget. While I watch it all the time, it wasn't a blockbuster.
His Deep Impact beat it out. Yeah, solid movie. T2 Judgment Day. I wanted that. J-Cat snatched it up second round right before me. Sandlot got snatched from Birdos. Derek, I think you have to be happy with Ghostbusters and Back to the Future in your list. Am I wrong?
Well, yeah, Ghostbusters, I think, was a given that I was going to pick that. And Back to the Future was like, I just got to take this because somebody else is going to.
The fact that I couldn't pick Ernest Goes to Camp and get votes kind of, you know, pissed me off for this one because I watched the VHS of Ernest Goes to Camp literally every single day in the summertime for like 6 years straight.
Ernest Scared Stupid is the superior Ernest movie.
Yeah, when we
that's
do Halloween,
that's blasphemy.
They're not stilts. You are no longer allowed to talk to me.
You can that's going to be our next Halloween movies.
Our next draft will be all Ernest movies.
I'll draft Vern in the third.
Ernest goes to the library.
Ernest goes to jail.
Ernest commits Barrett. Tax fraud.
Ernest sleeps in.
Ernest doesn't watch Jaws.
They were filming they were in the middle of filming a certain type of movie when Ernest passed away. Derek, you want to tell him what that movie was going to be?
Yeah, Rob's going to hate it. The last Ernest film they were working on before he died was Ernest the Pirate. So that was going to be like a huge, huge thing.
Wow.
And then Jim Barney died from cancer. So,
yep.
Was it called Ernest in Space?
No, that was Jason X.
Ernest in Space would have followed Ernest the Pirate.
Jason X was Ernest. Oh.
I've never seen an Ernest movie.
Get out.
Documentary
get out
comes
here.
Out this year.
Just leave. Oh, and you're gonna make fun of me for not watching Jaws, but you've never seen an Ernest movie? Get out.
I like how that's somehow comparable.
All right, let's wrap this up.
One of the best movies ever made.
He saved the man saved Christmas.
He's a national treasure. Did you guys have national
treasure? He was wrongfully accused. Shine. Any last words? Any last head scratches?
Sometimes the underdog prevails.
And sometimes the underdog picks Transformers in round one.
I really did feel like I was in a giving mood. And seeing that I had beat Dilts in the first two, I really didn't want to win three in a row. Because I want Dilts to continue to be a part of this. So I figured let's throw this one to Dilts.
He tanked on purpose.
You're quite the philanthropist.
And being a good friend.
Dilts.
Thanks, Bobby, for manning up and, eating your crow. And just Dilts remember... You? Legends never die.
That was good, Dilts. Dilts is this top-notch quality right there.
Erdo.
Dilts, here is get remember, but legends never die. I'll do another verse, Isaiah 40:31.
Catman.
Just vote.
Get out there and vote. Spread the word. Share the link. J-Cat, any last words?
Give me two, Utah. Two.
All right. And Derek, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the time. Pulling double duty there. Do you want to give any of the listeners what you're working on?
I got this whole McPennywise done while we're sitting here doing this. Got an MF Doom helmet, 80% done. Oh, I've been crushing it over here. So multitask. Nice. Yeah.
And a solid draft at that. And the winner of the Eliminator. So.
I will say the fact that Derek picked Shrek really kind of blew my mind.
He loved that movie.
Good movie. Cope.
Don't forget to check out the new website. It's croce122.wixsite.com/LADP for Life's a Draft podcast. Let me spell that out for you. It's C-R-O-C-E www.wixsite.com/LADP for Life's a Draft podcasts. That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and tell a friend.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.